Chairman Fallon, board members, we have followed this process and you have been given several data points. So at this time, Chairman Fallon, I turn to you to complete the process as outlined in school policy FFA.
Hello, I'm Avery Shivers.
I'm Denzel Mitchell.
And I'm Tahi Wiggins, and this is Main Street Speaks, a podcast that discusses rural news, politics, and history from the perspective of three college students from the Northern Neck of Virginia.
Today, we are discussing the debate surrounding the name of Washington and Lee High School, which recently had its name changed to Westmoreland High School. The county is building a new high school and has solicited the feedback of community members from across the spectrum in the decision of this new name.
But to understand this question, we're going to dive into a bit of historical context. You probably know Robert E. Lee, for whom the school is named, as a general of the Confederate Army during the Civil War. Statues of Lee have come under criticism and caused to be removed, most notably the Lee statue in Richmond. Lee was born in Westmoreland County, just as George Washington was, hence the school's name.
But it's critical to understand the context surrounding Lee and his views on slavery and race, as well as his general reputation as a proud son of Virginia. He viewed slavery as, quote, a moral and political evil, but he also didn't support abolition and in fact saw benefits to blacks being held in slavery. Now, we can draw a lot of knowledge about his opinion on this from a letter to his wife, which he wrote in 1856, and I'm going to quote here. He argued that slavery was, quote, a greater evil to the white man than to the black race, and while my feelings are strongly enlisted in behalf of the latter, my sympathies are more strong for the former. The blacks are immeasurably better off here than in Africa, morally, socially, and physically. The painful discipline they are undergoing is necessary for their instruction as a race, and I hope will prepare and lead them to better things. How long their subjugation may be necessary is known and ordered by a wise, merciful providence. Unquote.
And after the end of the Civil War, Lee told Congress that he believed blacks were, quote, not disposed to work and did not possess sufficient intellectual ability to participate in politics. And Lee also said that he hoped that Virginia would get rid of African Americans. When urged to condemn the KKK, he did not do so. More generally, Lee is a symbol of the lost cause. The idea that the cause of the Confederacy during the war was heroic and just, and that slavery was a moral good, and that the war was primarily fought to save the Southern way of life, as well as minimizing or denying the role of slavery and white supremacy in the war.
And we can also get a bit of context in looking at other schools with similar names. Lee High School in Springfield, Virginia changed its name to Justice High School in June of 2020. And Washington Lee High School in Arlington voted to change its name in 2015. But perhaps most prominent is Washington and Lee University in Lexington, Virginia. Lee served as the university's president for 5 years after the Civil War. As with other schools, the university has experienced spirited debate over its possible renaming. The student government approved a resolution in July to change the name, and a faculty vote resoundingly called for a name change as well. The Board of Trustees, however, has yet to make any moves to change the name, but is rather, quote, carefully monitoring developments regarding issues of race, monuments, and symbols of the Confederacy and their implications for W&L, end quote, according to a statement.
And at W&L University, many alumni have supported the change, but many have also opposed it, saying that instead the two men can be used to teach a critical history of slavery, racial bias, and social justice. But the KKK has visited the school twice in recent years, one during the 2015-16 school year, where they left threats on various houses in the area, and once in 2018, where they threw leaflets around the school arguing that Lee should remain a symbol of the school and threatening those advocating for the name change. Now, we've highlighted all this history, both Civil War history and recent history, in an effort to provide some context around the discussion that Westmoreland administrators and community members are undertaking. Because, as we try to do with this podcast, we want to provide a more critical understanding of some of the issues. That includes understanding the history of some of these discussions and the cultural and social history that is informing them.
But now, let's get into our very own Washington and Lee High School in Montrose, Virginia. The Westmoreland County School Board met recently to debate and vote upon the name of the new high school building, effectively debating a name change. The vote was informed by a series of community feedback pipelines in which hundreds of people participated.
And prior to this discussion, I actually spoke to a Westmoreland County School Board member, Miss Iris Lane, for another episode we published in December. You might remember her. She told me about the processes that were being undertaken by the school board to solicit community feedback.
The name just doesn't represent everybody.
A community survey received around 370 responses running from August 21st to January 4th, with 39.9% voting for the name to be Westmoreland High School, 44% voting for the name of Washington and Lee High School, and 17% voting for quote-unquote other. In addition to the survey, the board hosted several town hall meetings for the civic groups, local pastors, educators, students, and other community members.
And so now we're going to just go into a quick discussion of the debate that surrounded this name change, and then we'll finish up by telling you about the final vote. So the first thing I found interesting about this school board debate was the interpretation of the survey. You know, I think that the solicitation of community feedback was a really valuable and important part of this whole process. But the school board members actually interpreted the data that was provided by the community survey somewhat differently.
Westmoreland received 39.3% of the vote. That was 148. Washington and Lee received 164 with 44% of the vote, and others were 64, anything other than Westmoreland or Washington and Lee, and that was 17% of the vote. This, to me, was the biggest source of communication with the community, and I therefore think that we need to honor their survey.
One or two members saw that there was a plurality voting for the name to stay the same, and therefore it should stay the same, whereas another couple too pointed out that more people voted for the name to not be WNL than people
when
that did.
When I reviewed the data from the survey, I had two groups. One was everyone, all of the surveys that were counted that wanted the name of the new facility to be Washington and Lee High School. The second group for me was those with any name other than Washington and Lee. Which to me meant that group of individuals wanted the new facility to have a new name. And so when I looked at that, then the data, for the surveys, there were more people that wanted a new name than those who wanted Washington and Lee High School.
Yeah, and another interesting thing was that was the way they solicited community feedback. Avery and I were taking a class in the fall of 2019 where we essentially talked about how voting has changed over time, where and also deliberation has changed over time. Early in history, voting was kind of done in a public forum where people came, they discussed, and they used their voices to vote. It wasn't actually until recently in terms of world history that people actually started to use ballots, or at least the widespread use of ballots, to vote on decisions and the people they wanted to use to represent them. So what the school board members found in this instance with the community survey, they got around 370 responses, and a plurality voted in favor of keeping the name as Washington and Lee. But in the town halls they had, from you know, what I heard from the debate, they heard a lot of people against the name. So people were coming out and people were participating in person who were against keeping the name as Washington and Lee. But the people who voted online, used the survey, kind of leaned towards keeping the name, at least a plurality did.
This is a bit more broad, but it's kind of intriguing to me to compare this kind of tension or conflict with other political debates that are happening in our country, you know, like whose voice is heard based on how much they like are quote unquote active in their community. You know, something that is relatively easy if you have internet access to, you know, fill out a survey, got more people who were kind of, it sounds like, sort of passively supporting the name staying the same. But when it came down to people needing to actually show up and make themselves heard to elected officials, it was overwhelmingly in support of a name change. So it's just kind of interesting how that plays out and how we can draw analogies to other aspects of the way that our democracy works, really.
I think it's really important to mention also the petition for changing the name got over 600 signatures, and the responses for the form was only around 370 responses. So this kind of distinction is important to mention, especially when trying to measure the public opinion of community members in Westmoreland County.
Yeah, the process of gathering responses, especially in a rural area, is really difficult and interesting. Like, it can also be very skewed. Like when surveys are done, whether it's for political candidates who want to know the leaning of the public, or like a scientific study where you want to know how people react to certain things, whether it be like medicines or even certain policies, there is a high bar you have to clear for your study to be considered valid. And I'm really interested, it'd be really interesting to see, you know, how skewed the responses are, not in terms of the final results, but like who was able to answer them, and who was able to answer the survey, especially in a rural area where not everyone has access to the internet. I just think it's really interesting the process they chose, but I guess they really had no other choice, right?
Yeah, and I mean, it also sounds like they did try to gather a variety of feedback by having these two different formats. And, you know, Miss Lane in the school board meeting was actually one of the people who said the survey was only one of the forms of data we gathered, and that the town halls, which she attended, were really, really impactful because she actually got to hear from passionate people in why they supported this name change.
Yeah. Yeah, and the fact that that people were able to come out and do something in person and like and express their views is in my opinion, it shows how much more passionate the people who really were against the name change were. Not against the name change, I apologize. It shows how passionate the people who were for the name change were. The fact that they came out and they went to the meeting, they showed themselves in public, in an area where you could be ridiculed or kind of criticized for doing something like
the
that.
The surveys were just some input. It wasn't all the input. Mm-hmm. And I learned so much from the town halls and about rationale and other things, and even other things we should do in the school. I heard people that said, 2 years ago, I would want Washington and Lee. But today, I want Eagle Westmoreland and Westmoreland County. Over the last year.
So I think it's also important to mention the five groups that volunteered themselves to answer these important questions and how they came about. I think it's also interesting looking in the significance of these groups within the community.
We held a town hall with five local pastors who represented approximately 1,000 people. We held a town hall with former educators and represented an undetermined number of individuals. We had a town hall with former students from A.T. Johnson and W&L who represented an undetermined number of people. We had a town hall with community and civic members who represented an undetermined number.
So the first group were civic groups, and others were local pastors, current and former educators, current and former students, and also just generally interested community members. So I think these groups, I found it really interesting that local pastors were involved too, because I think it really does show the significance that the church does have in making group and community decisions. But I think that this kind of goes to Denzel's point about, and also Ty's point about who was left out, but also who was definitely mentioned and who was kept in. I don't think it's entirely fair to say that this was a very exclusive process, but I think it's also important to recognize the difficulty that surveys have on just a general basis as is, but the unique difficulties and challenges that surveys and public opinion making can have in rural areas.
Yeah, so the school board finally decided to change the name to Westmoreland High School. This kind of was following the survey results and the town hall feedback, because I think more than anything, a majority of people wanted the name change, but not everybody wanted like Westmoreland High School specifically.
Ms. Lane, how do you vote?
Aye.
But I believe there were only either two or three people who voted against changing it to Westmoreland High School.
So, how do you vote, Ms. Lewis?
No.
Dr. Wallace? Aye. Ms. Ramsey?
No.
Okay, and chair votes aye. The name of the new high school is Westmoreland High School.
And at least one of those school board members wanted to keep it as Washington and Lee, because she believed that since the survey had a plurality of people in favor of it, 44%, that's how the school district should keep it. And then she also said that it would be very expensive to change all the names on like the uniforms and things like that. How do you feel about the name change? None of us went to Westmoreland High School, but of course we know people who went there, and it's a school that's very close to us. So how do you feel?
I'm excited. I think it's a fantastic move to, as the representative, Miss Iris Lane mentioned, to try to have a name that represents the county and that provides a unifying force. She highlighted in the meeting the demographics of Washington and Lee or Westmoreland County High School. And she just highlighted that she didn't think the name of Washington and Lee reflects the student population. And so having something that is, maybe a bit more generic, but also does not invoke the name of a Confederate general, I think it's fantastic news. And I'm really excited to see the county moving in that direction.
Yeah, I second that point that Tahi made. I think it is a large move. It is really important to understand how significant a change can make with students and with educators and just generally for the community as well. I think it's also important to give credit to a lot of the community organizers and the people who stood behind these efforts and who are passionately involved in them. I immediately think about people in Tappahannock, trying and advocating for that Confederate statue to be taken down, and yet it still hasn't been. So I think those kind of efforts, those kind of people who are taking part in these discussions need to be commended and applauded for their work and their commitment, because, a name and that kind of representation or that move away from this white supremacist representation of having the name Lee, or maybe even Washington in the name, is really, really important to get rid of. It is inspiring to see that happen in our area. And it does give a bit more hope and solace for the future.
An interesting thing in the debate, interesting topic in the debate that the school board members had was that they didn't know whether it was some of them didn't know whether it was Robert E. Lee, so the Lee portion that was offensive, or was it also, you know, the Washington part that was offensive. Both of them were slave owners and participated in slave owning society, which is horrible. And for any African American is an offensive thing, especially if you get a diploma from Washington Lee High School and you have the names of two people who saw you as nothing but property on it. I think that, you know, changing both of the names was important.
I was just going to say that one of the themes that we talk about on this podcast and just kind of in our general conversations about rural areas is that schools are such institutions in the community, much more so than in urban areas. You know, they're places where local government meets, they're places where the community gathers, where, you know, big sports and social events happen. And so to see this kind of community institution changing its name, like, in my opinion, it's much more meaningful than just like changing the name of a high school. It was a long process that was community-based and involved representation of voices from members across the constituency that makes up the county in which this school sits. And so it's really, really encouraging to see this change.
Yeah, so they ultimately changed the name, like we said, to Westmoreland High School, and that's a name you'll be hearing around more often now. You'll be hearing more often now. So that's all that we have for you today. Do you have an idea for an episode, or do you want to even share your own story? Email us at mainstreetspeaks@gmail.com. We can also be reached on Twitter at MainSTSpeaks and on Facebook at Main Street Speaks. And make sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere you normally listen to your podcasts. Thank you for listening to us today. My name is Denzel Mitchell.
I'm Avery Shivers.
And I'm Tahi Wiggins. We'll see you next time.
I do want to say this. We have different opinions on our board, but we have a great board. And I know that every board member is going to work together to support this decision of the board and do everything possible to make it work. And having different opinions and listening to one another is one of the things that makes us such a great board. So thank all of you for sharing your opinions and all of the great discussion you had.